This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1558. What do tomatoes and details have in common?
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Do you say tomato or tomato? In today's episode, we show you a supernatural way to say that details don't matter in English. Sound like a native with these expressions to avoid getting mired in details.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hey, Michelle, how's it going today?
Hey, Lindsay, it's going good. I'm actually just checking my light there. I'm good. How are you?
Awesome. Awesome. Feeling great. Feeling good about being today. We're recording early and I do better in the morning. You do better in the evening. But geez, you know, morning work, get it going right from an early hour.
Exactly, guys. So it'll be interesting to see if our listeners can tell the difference. Like, it's everybody has their strong point at a certain time of the day.
I wonder what it is for our listeners. I mean, let us know, guys, in the comments of this episode. Are you a morning person, an afternoon person? I feel like there aren't that many afternoon people just because you get an energy lull. I do.
Yeah, that like 3 p.m. That's the tough part. Yeah, that's when you really hit it for sure. Like in the morning, even if I'm tired, I kind of have this adrenaline rush. Like, let's get going. But that 3 p.m., that's where, and then I wake up again magically. So.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Or if I don't sleep well, or if I don't sleep much at all, if I go to bed really late, I feel good in the morning. But like you said, at that 3 o'clock, it just all hits you after lunch. It's like something in the body, the rhythms, it's crazy.
That's true.
But Michelle, we are not talking about sleep today. We're talking about tomatoes.
We're talking about tomatoes. What is going on here? What? Why would we talk about tomatoes? Okay, well, yeah, because we have such a fun listener question today that I'm very excited about. So, guys, yeah, we have a listener question about the expression tomato, tomato. Lindsay, I called you listen. See, this is morning. Morning.
This is morning, morning Michelle. Brain. Morning,
listen.
Michelle.
Okay. Would you read the question for us?
Of course I will, Michelle. Here we go. So, hi, Lindsay. How are you doing? First of all, thanks a lot for your hard work to improve our English. I've been listening to episode 1493 about fruit idioms. The other day, I was watching TV and the man said, tomato, tomato. I know tomato is a fruit, but we consider it a vegetable. What does it really mean? And is it common? I'm wondering, are there any vegetable idioms that natives use? Thanks, have a good one. And this is from Bashayer. I'm not sure how to pronounce his name, but thank you for that question. That's a great question.
Thank you. This is a fun one because tomato, tomato is like such a fun...
Tomato, tomato.
Such a fun thing, such a fun expression. So we will get into the vegetable idioms at another time. We're going to do a follow-up, but today we're really going to dive more into this tomato, tomato situation. but guys, he mentioned episode 1493 is be a peach and listen to this fruity episode. So definitely go on and listen to that. So we're going to get to tomato, tomato in just a second. But first... guys, we want to thank those of you who have reviewed us.
Oh my gosh, your reviews, guys, they mean so much to us. We read them every week when they come in. And I want to call out a couple of people who reviewed us towards the end and middle of March. Okay, so thank you to Parisa Hamati, Asha Omar from Egypt. And let's see who else. We have someone from Taiwan, Hao Bella from China. Guys, these are fantastic reviews. go and review the show. Let us know what you think of All Ears English. We want to know. Ask your question in the review as well if you want to. Okay? So review us wherever you listen to the show.
Thank you guys so much for those reviews. Guys, that's great. It definitely it warms the heart, right?
Completely. I mean, we work hard here and we like to see that our work is really making an impact on you. Yeah. So if you have been impacted by All Ears English, tell the world, tell us, let us know in the reviews. And that's how we can really understand what's happening with All Ears English. Okay, guys? Cool.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, so now back to tomatoes.
Tomatoes. Do you like cherry tomatoes or regular tomatoes or any kind of tomatoes?
I like all tomatoes. I'm not, okay. I don't discriminate tomato person. With tomatoes. Okay. What about you? You said you're not?
No, I like tomatoes. Yeah.
Oh, you do?
I like cherry tomatoes better. I like them when they're on a pan and they're baked. You know how you can bake them and then they become kind of hot in the middle and then kind of sweeter? But just a tomato, slicing a tomato, it has to be really, really ripe for me to enjoy it. Often I find in the grocery store, they're not that kind of tomato. The typical kind is not really that fresh. So I could take it or leave it.
Yeah. It's good stuff, it's... You know, everybody thinks of them as a vegetable, like our listener said, but I think they are technically a fruit. Do you think so?
Technically, same as avocados, right? It's kind of weird. Yeah. And they're also kind of in the vegetable section, if you think about it. Although I guess fruit and vegetable is just the produce section in a grocery store. So it's all the same. But it's weird to think that a tomato is a fruit. I don't agree with that.
I don't either. It's just very strange. So it's call it whatever you want, but, I think it is technically a fruit, which is so weird. This tomato. So, our listener wrote in tomato, but we're guessing that he heard tomato, which is spelled the same way, right? So that's how I was reading this question. So tomato. Lindsay, have you heard somebody say, tomato?
Absolutely, Michelle. This is, I feel like this is one of our more native and natural episodes here because we're going to give you guys a little secret, a little hint, something that natives do that your textbook would never teach you. Your English teacher would never bother to teach you this. Okay. But we're teaching it to you here today. Tomato.
There's no way this would be in a textbook. Guys, you want to learn natural native English. This is it for sure.
This is it. Okay, so why? That's the first question I have, right? Why, Michelle?
Why
are we changing our pronunciation?
Okay, so, first of all, I think, I don't know which came first, the song or the expression, but there is a song where they say tomato. You know that one?
Yeah, there probably is, I would imagine.
Okay. There is. I don't know. Yeah, but this is a British American English thing, I think, right? To our listeners who maybe live in England, or any British listeners we may have, maybe teachers or people who are, learning English there, let us know. Do they actually say tomato? I think so. So, I think this is technically, we pronounce it tomato, right?
Yeah.
But other people might pronounce it tomato. Okay.
Yeah.
So, why, right? Everybody says things differently. It's different depending on the accent, depending on where you're from, whatever it is. But how do we use it, Lindsay?
I mean, when I say this, I'm saying it to make a point. Or I'm saying it to say, it doesn't matter how you pronounce it. Right. It's the same word. It's the same thing. That's when I use it. Maybe I'm using it wrong. Am I using it wrong, Michelle?
No, you're not using it wrong. I don't even, what the funny thing is, it's even broader than that. It's not even just about pronunciation, right? Okay. Because we've kind of changed this tomato thing. It could be about pronunciation, but it could also just be about something where it doesn't matter. Like whichever, it doesn't matter. Who cares, right? It's both are fine, which is kind of funny. Because, I don't say tomato. So, but it's like saying, there's not really a big difference, whatever. Is that how you heard it, Lindsay?
No, that makes sense. Yeah. So there's a narrow pronunciation implication of what you're saying. And then there's also the broader idea. Maybe this is good for the people in the world that aren't really detail oriented. They don't care about the details. They just want to get the thing done.
Right.
Do whatever it is. It doesn't matter. Splitting hairs, right? These little things are insignificant. The point is, what are you doing? Yeah.
Right. So it's kind of this. It's a bit of a joke in a way. Tomato, tomato, which is, like I said, now that I'm thinking about it, it's kind of You would almost think that it was the opposite meaning because they are different, but I've heard it in this way, guys, if you've heard it in another way, but I hear it mostly like, tomato, tomato, like whichever, right?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah, Michelle, that's really the point, right? Don't get mired. I love that word, mired. Whoa, my microphone just fell off my desk. Hello. Uh-oh. I'm still here. I'm going to be holding this like this the rest of the episode. Don't get mired in details, right? Don't get mired. Don't get bogged down. I feel like details can be so stressful sometimes, can't they?
Oh, for sure. For sure. Exactly. So this is an expression to kind of give you that inspiration there in a fun way. So Lindsay, let's show how it might be used, right? Let's do a role play.
The best way to listen to All Ears English is in our iOS app, with the Android version coming very, very soon, guys. You can see real-time transcripts, save words in your personal power list, and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses to download the app and get your 7-day free trial. allearsenglish.com/bonuses.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen, and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Okay, here we go. All right. So are you going to say you're sorry to her?
You mean apologize?
Tomato, tomato, right? So what am I saying there? I'm trying to say, I don't care if you want to call it apologizing. Right. Just do it. Just like make amends. Right.
Make it right. Right.
Yeah.
And like I was being, it was almost like I was being a little bit rude. I'm like, you mean apologize? Like I'm like criticizing the words that you used. Exactly. Right. So you kind of said like, it doesn't matter. Tomato, tomato, like, you know, whatever you choose, whatever you want to call it. Right. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's a way of saying it doesn't matter what you call it. Just do it. Just do the thing. That's what matters. Yes.
Exactly. Exactly. Let's do another one. All right. So Lindsay, you use your right foot first in this move, right?
Tomato, tomato, whichever one you are most comfortable with. I'm not sure what sport that would be.
I was thinking about like a dance.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Because I'm thinking like snowboarding, that would matter, I would imagine, right? Like boxing. But yeah, like a dance, I guess. Yeah. So something where that's insignificant, right, Michelle?
Right. Like, we talked lately about how I've been exercising a little bit. And I like to do like some dance because I think it's fun and it keeps me excited and I don't get bored from that. But, you know, when you're watching it on the TV and you're trying to follow something, you know, you're doing the mirror image. So I'm kind of thinking like in a dance class where it really doesn't matter, you know, you're not learning it for a performance. You're just kind of doing it for fun. It's like, oh, which one do we start with? Tomato, tomato, like just whatever, you know?
Yeah, totally. I love that. I love that. That makes sense. Very cool.
Exactly. Yeah, okay. Exactly. Let's do one more.
Okay, here we go. What's his name?
Sean Framer.
You mean Sean Frommer?
Tomato, tomato.
Okay.
Now, this one's kind of funny because we really, it does matter, right? You should pronounce somebody's name correctly, right?
Yeah, you really should in general. But you're trying to say in this moment to you, it's a little bit insignificant, right?
Right. Like, maybe I'm not going to use, like, maybe, not that this is right, but maybe I'm looking at resumes or something and I'm just kind of going through them quickly. Like, I'm not sure who I'm going to interview. And so I'm just like, oh, what about this guy? And I haven't completely learned his name yet, right? Something like that.
Yeah, you would never want to say this to the person.
No, you would never want to say this to the person. No, that would be insulting.
Yeah. Because you should care about pronouncing their name correctly. And I like to do that. Like at the beginning of an interview or something, you want to make sure you're saying their full name correctly. It shows respect. So say it in a context where they'll never hear you. Maybe you'll never even talk to this person. It's just like a famous person. You don't care what their last name is.
It could be that as well. Like if you actually don't need to know it, I'm like, what's that actor's name? Sean Framer. Oh, Sean Frommer. Like in that situation, like it really actually doesn't really matter.
Exactly.
So very good point there, guys. Remember that.
Yeah. All right. And what's next, Michelle? I mean, what question do you want to ask here?
I mean, I think the overall question is, and we just touched on this a little bit, is it okay to blow something off as being the same thing if it's not, right? I mean, how precise do we want to be? And this kind of also goes into, you know, language learning, using new language, right? So when, you know, your initial question about getting bogged down in the details, when should we be precise and when is it okay to kind of let go a little bit and say, okay, whatever.
Oh my gosh, it's such a big question. I don't even know how to
answer. Yeah, it's a huge question.
I don't know how to answer that. I think that, I think that if you have, you're going to hire an expert to do something and help you with something, then you can let them take care of the details on things. You don't have to get mired. Again, there's that word again. It's a million-dollar word for today, mired in the details. But I think when you're talking about people, like groups of people, nationalities, that's really important to make an effort to understand.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like how people are different.
Right.
Yeah.
I think if it's like more personal, it's really important.
Yeah.
If it's more personal or if accuracy is something that's very important, but it does kind of make me think of the connection, not perfection, right?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, with language learning, you know, sometimes it matters, but sometimes we're focusing on connecting. So I guess it really just depends on like why are you talking about this thing you're talking about? Like how close is it to you? How precise do you need to be?
Exactly. I mean, when it comes to things like finances, Michelle, are you like very precise? Like, do you budget down to the cent, down to the penny, or do you just have like a general idea of like how much you spend every month or something like that?
I think it's a general idea. I did years ago start a spreadsheet and like wrote down every single we started to write down like every single thing we spent money on, and now it's more like, you know, we have a general idea, we look at the bills, you know, we make sure, you know. What about you?
Yeah, I think as life gets more complex, you have to get a little more general in the way you think. Otherwise, you'll be crazy, right? You'll become crazy and obsessive. Yeah, I've never really done like a down to the penny budget. No, I do general stuff. I have a sense of how much I spend. Using credit cards helps because I can understand that right on paper.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm just not a very detail-oriented person. Details stress me out a little bit.
I think that also makes me think of like calorie counting. Right. So some people will count their calories. And when I was younger, I also had moments where I'd be looking at the calories and like, what's this? And like, sometimes I'll look at it and I have a general sense, but it's much different. I'm not really like counting it unless I really, really have a specific reason that I want to stay below a certain, but really I don't do that.
Yeah, I mean, health to me more and more is just really about the whole picture.
Yeah.
Everything you do, especially portion size, but everything you do, exercise, sleep, like it's everything. It's not as simple as just calories, I think.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Definitely. Mm-hmm. So, all right. I mean, what are some other ways that we can express kind of a tomato-tomato idea, Lindsay?
Yeah. So, you could say like same thing, right? Same thing.
Right.
So quick role play. So you got $50, right?
Actually, I have $53.20.
Same thing. So you're getting into the details and I don't care, right? So a good way to express that.
Exactly. Or here's another one. You could say either way, right? So you'd show our listeners.
And I could say, should I use blue or black pen?
Either way.
Exactly. And that's so natural, the way you said that, Michelle. Either way, right?
Either way.
So natural. You may add something like, oh, it's fine. Either way. All right. So you're kind of rushing someone along. Just fill out the form. It doesn't matter what color.
Definitely. And what's the last one?
Doesn't matter. It's so natural again.
So is her dog 2 or 3?
And doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, guys, again, you have to think about, does it matter, right? Are you going to offend someone if you
use that,
right? Maybe if you're talking to the dog owner and they're like in love with their dog, you know, I mean, maybe it would matter to them, right? But, you know, you have to think about who you're talking to and how you use it, right?
Yeah. And then another one came to mind just now, this phrase, there's no right or wrong answer. Have you heard natives say that before?
Yes.
I had someone say this to me just this week. My accountant wrote to me and asked me a question, and she said, do you have XYZ? There's no right or wrong answer. I just need to know. Right. And so she clearly was in a rush. And she wanted to emphasize that she didn't want a lot of details from me. She just wanted a yes or a no. Yeah. So, yeah.
I like that because it takes the pressure off.
Yeah, it does.
Like if somebody says there's no right or wrong answer, you're like, oh, okay, cool.
Great. I can say whatever I want.
Whatever I want. Lindsay, do we have time for another role play before we go?
Let's see how we're doing on time. Oh my gosh. I think we're actually kind of out of time, Michelle.
I think we're out of time too, guys, but we gave you a lot today.
Yes.
So, you know, go through. We have a lot of little role plays here
that
you can definitely get your hands on and, you know, get examples from. But I mean, Lindsay, what's the takeaway for today?
I mean, the takeaway, guys, is know when you want to go into the details and know when to stay above the details, right? That is the constant battle that I'm in every day. When to not mire myself in the details and get bogged down. And then if you do want to say to someone, hey, don't get stuck in the details, you have the words now. Tomato, tomato, either way, these kinds of things we can use.
No right or wrong answer.
No right or wrong answer. These are great ways and so native and natural, Michelle.
Right, right. Exactly. Tomato, tomato, both are okay. If somebody says tomato to me, I'm not going to freak out, right? Like that. Yeah. That's just the way that they're going to say it. I mean, if my friend said it, like my friend from the US, I might be like, what?
Yeah, why are you saying that? But yeah.
But in general, both are fine, you know?
Exactly. And I mean, that's the key to success in my mind. Like that's the bigger picture today is how do we make sure that we go into detail on the things that matter and stay above it and the things that don't. Right?
Exactly.
Yes.
And so knowing that distinction and having that overall knowledge, right?
Yeah, for sure. Good stuff, Michelle, today. And thank you again to our reviewers that we announced today on the show. Go and review us, guys, wherever you listen to podcasts and follow All Ears English. All right. Yes. Good stuff. Thanks, Michelle.
This was fun. Oh my gosh. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.